Once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense, the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship, and the professor of apologetics and religion for Veritas International Seminary, or International University. And today we're going to be talking on polytheism. We're talking about different worldviews. And polytheism is the belief in the existence of many gods. And the problem is, if many gods exist, you find this, by the way, in certain Hindu groups, those are supposed to be pantheistic, the one non-personal force god manifests itself in different individuals, these avatars, if you will, and these manifestations of God. Well, many of the people, many of the common people among Hinduism in India really believe that these manifestations are gods, distinct gods. So many Hindus are polytheistic. Mormons deny it, but Mormons are polytheistic. They believe the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three distinct gods. They reject the doctrine of the Trinity. They're just one God, but three persons. And they believe Mormon males can become gods someday. They believe there's an innumerable amount of gods that are progressing in godhood, and that Mormon males can become gods someday. So they're polytheist as well. The problem with polytheism is that all these gods would limit each other, so they would be finite. And as Thomas Aquinas showed, and Aristotle before him, that the only way to explain finite, limited existence is to posit the existence of infinite being, infinite existence, to ground the continuing existence of finite existence. So in other words, the only way that you could have all these limited gods would be if you had one unlimited god to ground their existence. The problem with that then is that the lesser gods, the limited gods, would not really be gods. If anything, they would be spirit beings that the Bible calls unclean spirits or demons, and that the one true infinite God would be the only true God. But then you would have theism, the belief in one personal infinite God that is both immanent and transcendent, versus polytheism. The lesser gods would not be gods at all. And so polytheism fails in a grotesque manner. Scientologists often would fall into this category. They believe we're thetans from other planets, gods from other planets that seeded the planet Earth with life, and then we evolved, and now we're just starting to realize that we're actually gods from other planets. So polytheism fails. Well, thank you for listening. God bless you. Please subscribe to the Phil Fernandez Show. Check out our websites, instituteofbiblicaldefense.com, philfernandez.com, and check out Veritas International University as well. God bless you.